Part 5. Bestiality. Chapter 1. The Commission of Inquiry decided officially that the Great Fog Riots petered out sometime soon after sunrise. Actually, the incidents continued for several days, as stragglers from various factions set about each other with leftover weapons, and the Hooks carried out a series of opportunist robberies. The fires in the East End were finally brought under control in the late afternoon, and a lot of people returned home to find their homes weren't there anymore. The Commission more or less decided that this was their own fault for getting mixed up with a riot, and, upon the advice of the one-thumbed minister Mornan Tybalt, opted not to crack open the treasury to provide the newly homeless with funds for food, shelter and refuge. Whereupon, there were a few more riots, and the Imperial Militia, by now a great deal better experienced, moved in and restored order with a modicum of unnecessary brutality. By the end of the week, the city's population of beggars had increased by one-third, and there were nightly scruffles outside the temples of Shalia as indigents fought over the limited number of cots made available by the clerics of mercy. The riots ended mainly through confusion of purpose. Rumour and counter-rumour spread through Altdorf with a supernatural rapidity. However, it was almost immediately general knowledge that Yevgeny Yefimovich was an altered and a devotee of the ruinous powers, and that he was also the murderer of Ulrika Blumenschein, the angel of the revolution. This was a heavy blow to the radical movement, and Prince Kloshovsky dashed off several poems excoriating the fiend in human shape who had perverted a just cause and a good woman to his own diabolical purposes. There were a few die-hard Yefimovites, but they tended to get more involved in violent feuds with the Kloshovskists than with the authorities. Professor Brustelin's body was found in the street and buried outside the city walls, a permanent shrine erected above his remains as a reminder of his great works. The watch mainly left the radicals to their own quarrels and concentrated on sorting out the debris. It was clear that Yefimovich had killed Ulrika in an attempt to stir up the people against the imperial court, and the commission ruled that it was therefore proven beyond all manner of doubt that the revolutionist monster was also the murderer, known as the Beast. Popular resentment against the aristocracy dwindled to its usual level of mild seething, and it was safe again to walk the streets of the Docklands in a green velvet cloak. The fog began to thin, but only slightly. Cleric Captain Adrian Hoven finally managed to get into a room with the relevant commanders of the City Watch and the Imperial Militia, and various disputes of jurisdiction were settled to everyone's satisfaction. A joint action was mounted, and any remaining disorder was speedily quelled. The last disorder was ended when a discreet bribe was passed into the hands of Willie Pick, and the Hooks ceased their campaign of outright looting and vandalism. The Commission would abandon its attempts to list all the casualties of the Great Fog Riots, and no two estimates of the damage would ever tally. The Emperor Karl Franz was reported to be most upset by the whole affair, and called for all the citizens of Altdorf to display that old imperial spirit and rally through, just as Sigmar would have wanted us to. Grand Prince Hergard von Tassenick lobbied for the flogging of all people suspected to have been involved in the rioting, but this suggestion was rejected on the grounds that it was too impractical. In the end, Richard Stieglitz was caught, then tried for and convicted of insurrection, and given a public ear-clipping before being imprisoned in Munzen Keep. 19 other individuals were jailed for various crimes, ranging from arson to seditious libel, committed during the riots. Prince Kloshovsky left the city before the watch could take him, and continued to write. His epic, The Blood of Innocents, would become an underground classic, especially after it was banned in every city and state of the empire. a list was posted in the Königsplatz of all the watchmen, Templars and militiamen killed or injured. Buried in the roll of honour was the name of Helmut Elsiesser. The beast, of course, was still at large.